It really sort of depends on the song. A song like The Names, I had an idea about 5 years ago for a chord progression, and I just wrote melodies, like as many melodies as I could that were catchy. But like getting the sounds, it took about 5 years for me to finish it. Like it was something I would work on in bits by bits, piece by piece rather. A song like Sister of Pearl kind of came together in a day, and it just sort of like poured out of me. I think that you have this initial rush of inspiration, and then after that, with production, you're basically solving a puzzle. So certain puzzles are a bit harder than others. I worked in, you know, my home studio on my own, I would say, for about 4 years before working with an engineer. So really just thinking about what I wanted the record to be, coming up with chord progressions. The songs really came together like around fall of 2013. That was when I would start writing lyrics. Then I worked for 3 weeks last summer with an engineer, and then 2 weeks with the mixer, and then get it mastered. But it really was a pretty profoundly solitary process. You know, I played every note on the record. I produced it. So it's kind of nice now to be here talking with you, because it's something that's been in my head for a really long time. A song like Endless Rhythm that came about, I live with my wife in London. We had two friends from New York coming to visit us, and we went to Tate Modern on this like insanely beautiful day. I looked at this painting. It just was like drawn to it when I walked into one of the rooms there, and like immediately fell in love. Spent about 10 minutes looking at it. It's this kind of, you know, abstract, very colorful, a lot of shapes to it. Beautiful, beautiful painting, before I realized that it was called Endless Rhythm. And I love that the painting had a musical title. And it just got me thinking about how, you know, you interact with art, what moves you, what doesn't move you, and sort of the process of making a record or making a song. It was the last song I wanted to write. I knew I needed one more sort of like pop song on the record. And so the process of that song, I made a little loop. I had an idea that the drum beat to the verse wouldn't repeat, so it was like an endless rhythm. And I would walk around with the, you know, instrumental and think about lyrics and melodies. And periodically while working on the track, I'd go back to Tate Modern and stand in front of this painting while listening to the song, and finally get it to a place where I was really happy with it. So that's an example of like one story where it took me about 6 months to make that track, but it was very much the like first flash of inspiration was just standing in front of a painting and being moved by it.